Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie you can stay home for if you've been out enough trick-or-treating this week, it's Ruby Sparks on DVD. Well, Paul Dano, he's in big trouble with writer's block, but he's even in bigger trouble when the girl he writes about comes to life and he falls in love with her.
There's got to be some logical explanation.
People don't appear out of thin air.
She did.
How?
I don't know how. It's love. It's magic.
Have you tried writing more?
Write something about her and see if it comes true. If it does, this is a miracle.
Now, you would think if a guy had complete control over a relationship, he would make that relationship perfect, like a fairy tale with happily ever after and all of that. But there's one big flaw in that assumption. Well, the guy in charge of the relationship is a guy. So yeah, he screws everything up, huge shocker. But along the way, there are plenty of cute and clever moments right up until it all goes wrong, and then things get completely uncomfortable and weird. So maybe they will make a sequel to this movie where Ruby is in charge, and then she can show him how things are supposed to be done. In the meantime, if you're going to see this movie on DVD, make sure you put the kids to bed first. This one is just for the adults. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Ruby Sparks on DVD is a yellow light. Now into something in theaters that is more kid-friendly, it's Wreck-It Ralph. Well, Ralph, he lives in a video game and he is so tired of being the bad guy and having no friends. So he makes a plan. He sneaks into a different game where he thinks he can change his life, but a very little girl may change it for him.
Ralph abandoned his game. Ralph's gone to hero's duty?
Hi, mister. You're not from here, are you?
Sugar Rush, you're game jumping?
Without Ralph, we're doomed.
They're gonna pull our plug.
We can't change who we are.
You can't mess with the program, Ralph.
Let's see, what word best describes this animated attempt at entertainment? Boring. Seriously, I have not been that bored since, say, 3 p.m. last Wednesday, which means I can do boring all by myself. There's absolutely no need to pay for a movie to do it for me. And then you have the fact that this is nearly 2 hours long, so if you think that this might be a good way to entertain the kids for a couple of hours, wrong. Even the best of kids aren't going to sit quietly for that long, even with all the annoying bright colors, lame jokes, and forced action scenes. I know, this is Disney, so there must be something good about it. Well, honestly, the first couple of minutes are great. It's before the movie starts and you get to see a short animated film. After that, all hope is lost. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Wreck-It Ralph is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.